Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap, Fightful here with a name you know. We've spoken to him a few times. Might as well have him on again. He's got a match against Pagano this week. He's in Dallas this week. And we got Richard Holiday. How you doing?
Sean, I'm doing good. I'm doing great, actually. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I see you, I assume, sipping on coffee there.
Only the best, sipping on my rarefied air coffee, which you can get now. It is available for order. Link is in all my bios. Shameless plug.
You, of course, you're a coffee guy. We see that. What's your take on tea? Are you a tea guy?
No, not at all. Young Richard appreciated iced tea. And every now and again, you know, I will fancy an iced tea. But that is not for caffeination purposes. There's no rhyme or reason behind me drinking that. It's just maybe a nostalgia drink. Sure. But no, I'm not like a big tea guy.
Interesting. So a lot's happened since we've spoken to you last. I mean, man, War Chamber has happened. MLW is in, you know, constantly changing their roster, getting new people that you're squaring off with. You faced Savio several times since then. Like, you've been on so many different ends of the wrestling spectrum in that regard, from like a Caribbean strap match to the War Chamber to the type of match that you're probably going to have against Pagano this week. How are you feeling? I mean, like, being all over the place, how does one adjust to all these things that are thrown your way?
Yeah, it's like, you're a baseball guy, you'll appreciate this. I feel like I'm like the super utility guy of MLW. Like, I've just kind of done a little bit of everything, and I feel like I do everything at a super high level. And I embrace that. I embrace the fact that I'm so interchangeable in these different situations. I'm like a chameleon, you know, just changing my skin and just doing what I have to do.
Would you call yourself the Bip Roberts of MLW?
I would if I got the reference. Is Bip Roberts like a super utility guy?
He was. He was a very, very good one. Now, granted, he was only 5'7", and you're a little bit taller than 5'7". He was a fantastic utility guy.
I'm like Chris Taylor on the Dodgers, okay. Right? Like, just can play anywhere, can do anything, good looking. Just like, that's Chris Taylor. That's me.
Who's your favorite actor?
Ah, interesting. My favorite actor is actually probably going to surprise you. I love Paul Rudd. I think Paul Rudd is sensational. I would probably have to say him. And the actor who is, his name is surpassing me, but he's probably up there too.
Did I ever tell you about the time I had Paul Rudd on my show?
No, but send me the link because I'll definitely watch that.
Well, I probably didn't tell you that because I never had him on my show, but yeah, I mean, I can dream,
you
right?
Got me, Sean.
I got you. I got you.
I believed you. You're such a credible reporter. I believed you for a second that you had Paul Rudd. I should have known better.
Did you ever see Paul Rudd's Super Nintendo commercial?
No.
Oh, it's amazing. So it's before he reached fame. And this is legit. And it's like him playing Super Nintendo in a lightning storm on like a big projector, like at a drive-in type of thing. It's amazing. And it's before anybody knew who he was.
Anything that man does is fantastic. Have you ever seen the clip where he's talking to himself and he's like, hey, look at us. Who would have thought?
Of course.
And he's eating wings or something. It's just, he's just the greatest. He's fantastic.
I understand you grew a mustache just for Mexico. What happened to it?
Yeah, I mean, talk about the lack of publicity that that mustache got.
I'm trying.
Really an underwhelming response. It was an underwhelming response. I mean, I had a really legitimate mustache for that. And then it was funny because the next day after I was in Mexico, I was in Atlanta and I didn't have time to shave. So like I brought this mustache to Atlanta and the consumers, like, nobody cared about this mustache. So I'm like, you know what? Forget it. Like I did my market research. I tried something different. It's just not for me. Maybe it'll come back, but not now.
Speaking of market research, trying something different, you threw away your AirPods, Richard.
Yeah, they're in the trash. I mean, you know what? They're just not cool anymore. They're just not. I mean, if you're rocking the pods for, you know, purposes of trying to like look different and like look cool, like that's a thing of the past. Like, you know, I kind of control the market when it comes to that. And I just decided they're not cool anymore. If you're rocking them for functional purposes, like, I don't know, like, I guess they're still useful. They're still a useful product, but they're not cool. Like toasters are useful. They're not cool. So they're kind of in that category now.
Are you saying that you couldn't get toasters over?
No, I can get toasters super over if I wanted to. It's just not the right time for them right now. Like the pods, when I got the pods to the fame that they reached, like I was striking when the iron was hot, you know? So is there something new in the works? I don't know. I have to kind of just feel out. I'm still in a bit of a grace period of detoxifying myself from the pods. So we'll see.
So as of right now, like I would assume after ditching something like that, even for functional purposes, you might not want to go back to it immediately. You're trying to separate yourself from it. Are you just listening to your music out loud in front of everybody?
That's an interesting question. You know, I'm experimenting right now. You know, sometimes, honestly, and this is a very truthful thing about me, sometimes when I train so intensely, as you can see by the premier athlete that I am, I like to just hear the weights. I like to just hear the gym. I like to hear my environment and hear what I do. Sometimes I listen to no music whatsoever, and just whatever is around me. I truthfully do that. I'm experimenting with those over the head gimmicks, you know, those big ones.
Yes.
You know, I've tried that. It's quite different. Not going to lie. Kept my ears kind of warm, you know, night in a cold gym, you throw something like that on, serves a little bit of a purpose there, you know, a little underappreciated purpose, but yeah. And I've also played my music just completely out loud with zero regards for anybody. So there's a lot going on. Like I said, I'm in a phase.
There are those people that will, I haven't seen it with music, but you can tell when they're on the phone, they want everybody to know that they're having a conversation. You know what I mean? Like they want to make sure that everybody around them knows that they're talking to somebody. I feel like, I mean, that could maybe work with music as well. Like they want you to know what you're listening to. That could be the case.
Yeah. I mean, you might even be referencing, you know, 2021 Richard. All I know. No,
possibly.
You know, I was doing some things, you know, it was a different time. 2021 was a different year, man. You know,
it was
like when people talk about the 60s,
like this was
different for Richard.
So,
you know, I might've been disrespectful at times.
Yeah. I know you can't comment on pending litigation, but I'm not worried about that. The MLW WWE lawsuit. I'm interested on your take of MSL's comment this week, just referencing that. He said, I saw some of the comments on social media saying it would take balls to do something like this. I can't comment on another man's genitalia, but for me personally, my balls are as big as a pig and not the pig's balls, the entire pig. Have there been any rumors about pig-sized ball sacks around MLW in general, or just from him specifically?
This is the first I'm hearing of this said quote.
A real quote. It is a real quote. I am not ribbing you at all. It was on the Wrestling Inc. Daily podcast.
I believe it. There have been no talks, at least in my presence, of pig-sized balls or pigs in general or balls in general. Now, keep in mind, I'm like the longest tenured guy on this roster. I've been with MLW for quite some time. I haven't heard any of it, so I can't comment on any of it.
And no disrespect to him, but I feel like since you are the longest tenured guy, that by now you may have actually heard that if it were true.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Not trying to discredit him. I'm just saying, based on that reasoning.
If there was maybe a guy who could have heard it, it possibly could have been me, but I have not heard that at all.
Interesting. Let's do some word association, or name association, rather. I won't go with the one word thing, but maybe how you feel about this person. Sure. In any individual people. Alicia Toot.
She's obsessed with me.
Is she?
Yeah, asked me out on a date, and I said no.
Alex Hammerstone, a friend of yours who has gained quite a bit of success, just signed a new contract as well.
Best friend, happy for him, wish him nothing but success. Guy's a rock star.
Another guy who's went on to great success that you were friendly with, MJF.
Trailblazer. I'm going to give you the one word for him, Trailblazer.
How about this week's opponent, Pagano?
Freak, clown, face paint. I mean, you know, what's he hiding under there? Does he not feel like he can market to the Latino demographic? Or is that his way of marketing to the Latino demographic? Do I not know enough about the Latino demographic? So, you know, Pagano brings a ton of thoughts, but I'm going to go with clown for first.
Interesting. So you participated in War Chamber. What was that experience like for you? I mean, there are some people that look forward to that type of thing. There are other people where it's another day at work, so to speak. But that is a special structure and a special kind of match.
Yeah, I mean, as the Swiss Army knife of MLW, I mean, obviously it was appropriate for me to go in there and do something new and do something different. Very out of my element. You can actually hear the commentators, I believe it's Rich Bocchini, you actually hear him say, Richard Holiday is not really used to this style of matchup. And maybe I'm not. I mean, is that a factual statement? Sure. But, you know, it doesn't mean much on the surface because I can get in there and I can thrive. And you saw that when we went into War Chamber. I went in there head on, took on whoever was in front of me. And I even went after Jacob Fatu, hit him with a 2008 off the second rope. So, you know, I went in there and made a huge impact in War Chamber. And you know, was I a little afraid of all of the steel and what it could possibly, you know, do to this beautiful face? Yeah. I have coffee to sell. I have things to do, you know, beyond the War Chamber. So it was a big risk to go in there, but I did it. And we won.
So last year I spoke to Savio Vega for the first time. It was, as somebody who grew up watching him, it was very cool. But you had a lot of battles with Savio Vega, a lot of very violent battles. And he works as an agent in MLW as well, helps sort of mold minds. He is a utility player of his own, you could say, and kind of has been for the duration of his career. What was that like being in there battling a guy like that that had been everywhere?
You know, anytime you get in the ring with somebody with the knowledge and the backstory of a Savio Vega, you know, it's going to be beneficial for your career, and it's going to give you a different perspective on the business for sure. But make no bones about it. You know, I revolutionized Puerto Rican wrestling, not Savio. I think that's factual at this point. You know, there's other members of the MLW roster now who are going over to Puerto Rico. I completely broke that glass ceiling for everybody. So now we can go over to Puerto Rico, you know, hop on a plane and go. And that's all because of me. And, you know, I took two of their championships. You know, a lot of people only talk about the Caribbean champion, the Caribbean championship. I was also the IWA heavyweight champion. So, you know, that's going down in the record books. I don't know many other, you know, U.S. born, you know, in the 50 states guys who could say that of all time. I might be the only one ever. In fact, I think I am. So let's just go out and say that I'm the only one to ever hold both, you know, being American born. So, you know, I revolutionized Puerto Rico, the whole territory. You know, Savio, he might have paved the way, but, you know, it's really about the people who walk down that paved way rather than the pavers themselves.
MLW has had some pretty big leaps in the time that you've been there. You're going on, what, almost 4 years there, and we've seen you as a part of some of the early Battle Riots, which are matches that I love. I'm a sucker for the Rumble-style Battle Royal, and I know you were a part of a couple. I think 2018 and 2019 you were a part of those. What do you remember about going into those and maybe seeing some people backstage where you're like, didn't know they were going to be here. Didn't know they were going to be here. I mean, that is a type of match that just lends itself to excitement.
Yeah, I think any style of Rumble match is going to be the most universally disposable type of match to give to consumers who are not fans of wrestling, who don't watch wrestling regularly. And that can convert them into a consumer because they're such fun style matches, so random, you know, so, you know, heart beating style matches of who's going to come out next, who's going to win. People do pools, you know, betting on sports is huge nowadays. I wouldn't be surprised if there's, you know, betting on Rumble style matches. So, you know, it's a lot of fun, and you see people that you wouldn't normally see or people that aren't members of the roster. And being part of it, it's a thrill in and of itself. You know, I don't really remember my time in those matches all too much because they were a few years back. But I don't think I drew good numbers, right? Like, I think it's all kind of like the luck of the draw. It's like a scratch-off ticket. I mean, it's, you know, I didn't get good numbers. So it's a numbers game. You know, if I got in the last one, I probably would have been world champion by now. But, you know, I think I drew in like the top nine or something. So, you know.
As somebody who has struggled and benefited from ADHD, those matches are like prime for me too, because every interval it's like, oh, somebody else, something else is happening. Like, it's such a visually appealing type of match, and it captures attention for somebody like me who it's hard for me to maybe focus my attention all the time. And I always loved those. I always loved just the mentality and learning what went into making them and creating them and the moments behind them. And you've been a part of so many of these big matches and big moments for MLW, like Battle Riot, like War Chamber, like the strap match even. Where are you looking to head in MLW in 2022? Because, I mean, good friend of yours has the world championship and had quite a journey to get there.
Yeah, I think that 2022 is going to be a very interesting year. I think it's going to be a very dynastic year. If I could say that. And I think it's going to start in Dallas for sure. You know, just a little fun fact for you. We're almost 3 years to the day of the formation of the dynasty, mm-hmm. Which is, you know, just very familiar in the lexicon of wrestling consumers. It is, you know, a groundbreaking stable, if you would. And we really made headlines with the dynasty. And, you know, we've seen different variations and we've seen, you know, not spin-offs, but we've seen it go in different directions. And for the most part, it's just been Hammer and I. And my goal in 2022 is to just make it the most dynastic year that it could possibly be. And that can mean a lot of things to a lot of different people, but it means pretty much one thing to me. And I'm going to keep that you know, as close to the chest as I could.
Of course, you got Pagano this week, Dallas this weekend. MLW is also heading to Charlotte in February, Dallas again in March. Richard Holiday, I want to thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate it.
Until next time, guys, we're out. Hey, guys, this interview brought to you for the price of on the house by NordVPN.com/Fightful. Check out NordVPN.com/Fightful to check all your region blocked shows, get pay-per-views maybe a little bit more affordably than usual, avoid price discrimination, browse securely, all that good stuff. You can also use the code FIGHTFUL. You'll save 70% off, plus get one additional month for free. And it's all backed with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, just let them know you get your money back. There's no risk. And this investment is going to save you money as well, if you so choose. I often find that when I'm traveling, there's certain shows that I can't watch because it says I'm not in my home area. NordVPN.com/Fightful takes care of that. Reminder, use that code FIGHTFUL if you want. Hit them up at NordVPN.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On Twitter and enjoy the interview.